No, Rose, kind of don't feel like doing this, but I might as well. Hey, what's good, man? I'm Zo. I'm one of your hosts of the Might As Well podcast. This is gonna be the you are a part of a history in the making. My name is Zo, aka greatest artist to ever live, aka I rap better than Lil Pump, aka Zo.
What's up, man? My name is Rooster, man. What, like Zo said, welcome to the Might As Well podcast, man. Like he said, he a better rapper than Lil Pump. Lil Pump might be a Harvard graduate, but nigga, I'm a Stanford graduate. Nigga, you can take it to your bank and cash that shit, nigga. And today, man, we just two Southern boys. Dang, man, I hate that shit. Man, fuck it though. We doing nothing but one take this time. We're gonna do one take, man.
One take, like the bottom word, Negro, because we don't feel like it.
Yeah. So what you want to talk about today, Zo?
Let's talk about the new Def Jam game, bro.
Man, ain't they giving us a choice between cities this time?
I hope so.
I think they gave us a choice between Chicago, Miami, LA,
and Atlanta.
Where you think it should be at?
Man, personally, I don't like just limiting the game experience to one city.
What you mean limited to one city?
Like if you limited to one city, you cutting yourself off from every genre.
Man, they ain't for limiting themselves to one city. They gonna have choose where they hold it. I'm pretty sure they ain't just gonna have Atlanta niggas on there. Whenever they did the old one, whenever they did Fight for New York, they ain't just have New York niggas on there. But I think how it gonna be here, they just gonna have mostly wherever city you choose it to be at, they just gonna have mostly people from that city. They gonna be there. Then they'll have a couple people from the other cities, which I don't have a problem with. But personally, I think they should have it in Miami though. I mean, not Miami, fuck. I mean Atlanta. They should have it in Atlanta. Because Atlanta been dominating the game for a minute now. It was dominating the game back then. But since then, there been some new legends that came out. There been some new niggas who just been killing the game for the last couple of years. So I think it's only right that they do it in Miami. Mm-hmm. Then just have two or three people from the other cities for the initial Atlanta, relief.
Atlanta, you said Atlanta first time, though.
Yeah.
Just said Miami.
Oh, dang. Well, only doing one take, man. I mean Atlanta. I'm on the side of Atlanta. I think they should have like maybe 10 people from Atlanta there. Then maybe just have two or three people from the other cities that was choices for initial release. But then later on, they could just add people. Ain't nothing wrong with that. This the new next-gen games, man. They ain't going to hurt them nothing to just add a new player every month and just add DLC for the cities and shit. But I'm pretty sure they'll have like different maps for each city that didn't get to be the main place for the main place of the game. Well, what you think about it, though?
Man, personally, I see this. There's two ways they can go about doing this. You can release a new city as DLC for every 2 months when the game hype start dying down. Release a new map like on some Fortnite shit.
Oh yeah.
Or you can just give us everything at once like a Mortal Kombat X and just drop new DLC of characters in a map. And just a new region to fight in. Yeah. That's personally what I hope they do. And maximize their profits so they'll come back in like 3 more years with another game. Because the problem with getting the annual game is you limiting yourself to getting the same game. That's why 2K, EA, NBA Live, that's why neither one of us play that shit like we should, like we used to.
Yeah, me, I played NBA Live for maybe the first 6 months it come out. But then leave it alone. But NBA Live straight.
NBA Live
right now, I just don't play it just because ain't nobody online. But that's just because right now what came out, I think that new Madden just came out of some shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But other than that, man, I think Def Jam should be held in Atlanta.
Hey, man. So, well, since we're on the subject of video games here, you want to bring up the thing about how we need more variety of games that we used to have when we were young?
I think we have more variety of games, especially depending on what type of platform you play on. Because if you have PC, you can play games from our childhood, new games, shit, yeah. games that haven't even came out yet. I mean, you have more choices because the old games they don't really go anywhere. Not like TV, whereas TV you gotta go on YouTube and find a little bullshit ass version of the game. Or the TV show that you was watching from your childhood. But yeah, man.
What I'm saying here though, when you were younger, you had a choice in what you wanted to play. If you didn't feel like playing WWE, or you didn't feel like playing Madden, you can go play NFL 2K, or you can go play, you know.
You got that choice now. What? Ain't nothing to change.
Yes, it have.
Especially with games, because all you got to do
and
is
quality, as form of quality. Do you want?
All you got to do is fire up the old PlayStation 1. You got the same choice that you had when you was
younger. And everybody don't keep their old shit.
Well, they get a PC.
Nigga, ain't nobody got $600 to drop on no damn PC.
Hey, well, then you can't complain.
Yes,
either,
we guess the fuck we can.
Either pay the money, or you better find your old PlayStation 1 for $50 somewhere from a crackhead.
My nigga.
That's all I'm saying is,
if your developers want to really keep getting money like that,
but the variety, give an alternative like that. I don't think the variety done changed. If anything, it's more variety. It's like hip-hop head saying there ain't a variety. Hip-hop's head saying rap is trash now. Nah, it's not trash. It's just more of a variety.
I'm not talking about the genre, bro. I'm talking about the quality of the. I'm talking about the quantity within the genre. You got two basketball games. You used to have four. You got one football game. You used to have two.
But keep in mind, them four basketball games, most of them might both. Half of them were made by the same company that made NBA Live, and the other half were made by the same company that made 2K.
Yeah, completely.
Ain't nothing changed, but they just all the politics and stuff down, shut down the people who made the game.
Can I expand even further on that?
They ain't nothing but politics, but I think you still got more variety, because now you can just play them old games or you can play the new games.
Man. Imagine for a second you had your old games with the graphics of the new shit.
Yeah,
imagine that for a minute.
I can imagine that, but then again, I don't even think I want a new NBA Street.
Okay, that's your opinion. I respect it.
Now, new NBA, okay. a better NBA Jam. Yeah,
Let's get off of sports and games for a minute. Let's talk about only game really you got a big variety to get in is RPGs, role playing games, and you can go play is. Middle Earth, you can go play in the Star Wars universe. You can go
man,
play.
Man, you got a variety of games everywhere. You got a variety of RPG. You got a variety of battle royale. Variety of first person shooters.
Yeah.
Variety of fighting games.
Nah.
Yeah. You got variety.
How many 1v1 fighting games you got variety in, bro? I ain't too big in that area, bro. All man, I play is Tekken Street Fighter.
Damn, brought all the old games back. Damn, brought Tekken. So damn, brought. Tekken ain't never really lived, but they done brought Soul Calibur back. They done brought Super Smash Brothers back.
Those Smash Brothers ain't go nowhere.
I know, but
niggas
ain't they did go somewhere because they for the last couple years they ain't released none for the Wii. Whenever the Wii came out, they ain't have no Smash Brothers for the Wii.
I was finna say, bro, because they just released just didn't it when
they just they had just released it when the Wii U coming out. If I'm not mistaken,
whenever the Wii
U came out, they ain't have it for Wii though. But they released one. They released the first Smash Bros. I don't know how long for the Wii U.
I respect that. But like you said, just go back and play the old
ones. Yeah, just go back and play the old ones. But as far as fighting games go, all the old fighting games that hadn't came out in the last maybe 10 years are starting to re-come back out. Because I know Soul Calibur was the last one that needed to re-come back out.
I respect
because you already had Marvel vs. Capcom. Even though it didn't go anywhere, they was only re-releasing the older games, but selling them on like PlayStation Network and stuff. So it wasn't any new games, but now I think they dropped a new one. And then you got Dragon Ball Z and stuff. They got a variety of Dragon Ball Z games. Now you don't really have the main ones, but also you got like a game like Dragon Ball Z Fighters that plays kind of like Marvel versus Capcom.
Right? I agree with that.
And then you got Jump Force about to come out. You know that shit gonna be the truth. That's a new one altogether.
So all is.
Then you got the Naruto games that didn't come out when we were kids.
I swear.
Okay. So yeah, I think it might be more of a variety now. You can have an argument that it's more of a variety because now they added Jump Force and finally, Naruto.
But finally, we're getting a new variety. Think about, dude. It wasn't a year ago. Me and you were having a conversation about how dry some of the game choices you had.
Hey, we ain't talking about last year. We talking about the now, son.
I'm talking about period. The real reason I want more a quantity of games in the genre is because if you got somebody snapping at your heels for their top spot, you're going to make your shit better too. Think about 2K. They ain't had no real basketball competition for 3 years. They turned NBA into a mobile game. And now EA is chomping at the bit at their asses. They finally stepped up and gave us a neighborhood, which was half dead. And quite frankly, could have been dead way better. I feel like EA could have executed way better.
Yeah. It's not really that ain't nobody's nipping at their heels, but that the dumbasses, the motherfuckers who keep buying it every year. Like, I ain't even gonna put that false narrative out there, but I know people in the hood, they'll get every new Madden and every 2K. New 2K they come out.
They won't even though
it's the same game. It's the same game. Maybe it'll change in 3 years. Hey, maybe every 2 or 3 years it'll be a significant difference. But as far as from year to year, ain't that much gonna change.
Hey bro, it was a big jump in Madden 15 to 16. I will give Madden that credit. I will shake their hand on that shit.
But what about from 16 to 17?
It was still a jump. They added more equipment.
It wasn't a big jump. I'm talking about a significant jump to where.
It's It was not. It was
a completely new game.
If you ain't looking hard at, you won't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. So, like you said, you gotta have variety. It gotta be like a whole completely different game. I think for Madden especially, they don't even have to make for Madden 2K and for NBA Live for sports games especially, they don't have to make a new game.
Nigga, just update the roster for the.
That's all
shit.
You gotta do. Update the roster. Especially if you ain't adding nothing really groundbreaking into the game or adding like no type of anything that you can't do for DLC that you have to sell on the disc form.
Facts.
I think you should do that for a new game. But like, look at Grand Theft Auto 5. That shit done been out for, I don't know. That shit been out since the Xbox 360.
Nigga, that shit was
and
out.
They still don't need to come out with a new Grand Theft Auto game because they just keep updating that shit for free.
For online, too. Man.
Hell yeah.
You gotta have a premium membership to play on GTA Online. So
hey, it don't matter.
You gotta keep something. You can't call it a club if you don't keep nobody out. So
it don't even matter. But shit, they keep that variety without making you buy a whole new game. Well, we off the game. Now, what else you want to talk about?
Dude, I'm still going. I had some more shit we could talk about video games with.
Well, you want to get on? You want to get on that Teen Titans trailer? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I saw it, man. I'm not impressed.
Yeah. A lot of people have something to say about Starfire being black, which I don't really care for. Because Starfire is an alien anyway. So why does she have to be white?
Bro, she look Hispanic in all cartoons and animation anyway. So
the bitch was orange. She wasn't such man. That bitch was orange and green eyes. Nigga. With red hair.
I don't
that bitch with Don, that bitch with Donald Trump dog with red hair and green eyes. We ain't gonna get on there right now, though.
Damn, Rooster, that you just disrespected one a beloved character, my nigga.
Hey, that's the best way to describe her. She wasn't Latino. She was on. She
bro,
was.
I'm saying in some of the cartoon in 05, the bitch looked Mexican. She looked Filipino.
I ain't never seen a Mexican with green hair and green eyes and red hair. But what else you want to talk about?
Let's talk about this Well, let's keep going in the trailer, bro. Why is DC trying to be so edgy with their movies?
Nothing. That wasn't even a movie trailer, G. That was supposed to be a TV show. It's supposed to be a TV show for the CW. It don't even look half as good as a Flash or Black Lightning.
Bro.
The actor in the trailer, the acting looked trash in the trailer. How you going to have the actor in the trailer looking trash? That doesn't even make sense.
First off, why is DC trying to be so edgy, bro? I can understand making Batman color palette dark. Why is every color palette for all your TV shows the same shades of blue and brown?
I ain't gonna say for all. They don't do.
With the exception of the Flash and the Green Arrow.
Black Lightning definitely has some type of edge to it. Sometimes at nighttime they'll have like it'll feel kind of like Batman-ish, but
that's necessary. Yeah.
But during the daytime, like when he at school or whatever, when he being the principal. But it doesn't have a different feel to it.
But correct me if I'm wrong. But does Robin ever cuss in the comics? That you?
Oh yeah. Oh, he cussed a lot, man.
The new 52 or in the old comics.
In all of them, Robin stayed cussing.
Robin stayed cussing.
Yeah, Robin stayed.
I didn't know that, bro. Because when
Robin got older,
personally, I can't afford comic books right now. I choose to spend my money on visual media. That I can a playable media,
man. I can pull up, man. I'm about to pull up this menu right now. Don got from Reddit, man. It's so
not,
fun.
Not memes, bro. I'm talking about comics.
It was from a comic, but it's a meme too. Like somebody had put a caption over it, but the initial comic strip still up in.
Well, I'm about to pull it up. You can keep talking while I'm pulling it up, though.
Okay. And my other problem with it is, man, I can understand Raven being dark, but Robin, is this Jason Todd Robin? Is this, because in the trailer it said Grayson's, but he feel like Jason Todd.
Yeah, it did Grayson. But even the thing is, man, it's
not Grayson ain't even the best Robin.
They should have been, they could have did better, way better going in the direction of like a Black Lightning than trying to go in the direction of like the DC Cinematic Universe or whatever they call it now. Because it looked like it should be in the movie theater. Yes. Even though it's trash. All the movies be trash, but it looked like it's supposed to be
a movie theater.
Yeah, a DC movie instead of a DC TV show.
I can't even call it trash. It's ass.
Oh, I found it now. It's a Batman comic strip. He fighting some character, and he said, Batman doesn't use guns. And Robin said, do I look like Batman musty bitch?
Okay, I rock with Robin. But another complaint about it, man. I understand taking liberties with some characters. But, bro, number one, Starfire should not be black.
Shouldn't be black, but I think they did that. Because I don't think
diversity. Because Cyborg is black, you know.
Not diverse. They don't have Cyborg up in that one. Cyborg not gonna be up in there. They don't took Cyborg out. From what I can tell from the trailer, it looks like they took Cyborg out and added that Red Arrow girl up in there.
Okay, whatever.
But I don't really care too much about that. Thing is, the reason why I ain't tripping over her being black because they should have had her for some type of ethnicity anyway. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure they could. I say
Filipino. Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure the CW as a channel, I'm pretty sure that they ain't going to be able to afford. They already use crappy CGI as it is. So I'm pretty sure they can't afford painting somebody orange every day for a video shoot.
I swear.
So, I mean, it only makes sense. All they gonna do with the black girl is just throw some green contacts and put a red wig on. That's all they're going to do. Give her some green contacts and put a red wig on her. But they're painting her up every day. You're talking about maybe 5 or 3 hours before the work. That's what I'm saying. I know the CW can't afford that. Netflix, I know they can afford that. We're talking about the CW.
But the CW,
they still use CGI to this day.
Real talk, bro. They using the leftovers of what Marvel didn't use for the Batman versus Superman movie. That's basically
you mean
DC. I'm sorry. I apologize to all Marvel fans. But man, anyway, my biggest complaint about it is I'm not interested to watch it.
You didn't
get me hyped.
Me neither. My thing is I'm not mad because they made Starfire Black. No TV show that looks trash altogether.
Yes.
And I know, especially with the CW, they got Beast Boy up in there. You should have took Beast Boy out and left Cyborg up in there, because Beast Boy, you gonna have that much now since they done added Beast Boy, that TV show gonna have so much CGI up in it.
Yes.
It ain't gonna make no sense.
Hold on, another complaint, bro. Part of the reason the original animation worked on the original cartoon worked on Cartoon Network was the comedy duo of Beast Boy and Cyborg.
Yep.
And you is not gonna have a comedy duo with anybody else you stick in. He's just gonna seem annoying.
You can tell from the trailer that they're gonna try to be super serious with it, but with none of the other DC shows are they super serious. And they got so many of them, but this is the only one that had a bad trailer and people really been upset about it. Ain't nobody really been upset about the Legends of Tomorrow.
No, Supergirl.
Nobody really been upset about those.
Everyone loved the Flash trailer.
Yeah, everyone loved. That was the first one. Everybody, man, you when you saw Barry Allen speeding down Central City.
Yes.
Man, bro. You talking about hype. Black Lightning, too.
Bro, no. The biggest one of all of them, though. Green Arrow. When you first saw Oliver Queen, Joyce Boback. Hey,
oh, no, I'll take that back. Green Arrow was the first one, but.
What?
Yeah, but. Okay. Flash was the first one everybody really hyped for. I'll say that for a fact.
But the hype was always there in some capacity.
Yeah, it was always there in some capacity. But for this one, it seems like it's no hype.
It's
not that people tired. It's not that people tired of DC.
It just want better. They want more quality.
It looked trash. It looked the acting, man. Whoever playing Robin, they need to fire him yesterday.
They should have got Keanu Reeves. Even though I'm not a Keanu Reeves fan outside of Point Break and The Matrix. But they should have got
Keanu Reeves. He couldn't play Robin, but he could play Nightwing.
Yeah, he could.
He could play Nightwing.
But first off, why are you using Dick Grayson if you're not going to use Cyborg? At least if you're gonna do it, do the old version, do the older season version of the Teen Titans, older Raven, older Beast Boy, Starfire, and Dick Grayson going off in the sunset.
Like Robin gonna be the oldest one out of the mile from the trailer.
Yeah, but everyone knows that it's supposed
like
to
Robin
be.
Robin gonna look like he about 20 something.
Robin was the leader, but Raven was the oldest.
Correct me.
Robin
was the leader, but Robin was also the youngest. I think Cyborg was the oldest. Cyborg was the oldest.
Okay, they looked the oldest. In the comic books, ain't Raven like, 100 and something years old? Because she's technically half demon, ain't she?
Yeah, you might be right, but I know as far as like the one who acted the oldest and gave off the oldest feel, it was Cyborg. For sure.
Unless he was joking with Beast Boy.
Yeah, unless he was joking with Beast Boy.
And that's because they were around the same age.
Well, yeah, I think you might be right. And I don't even know about Starfire. She might be on some alien time type stuff.
That's because if she...
She might even age different, man.
Bro, if they operating under the realm of time, it took 100 years to get him. So the hell forgot 100 years probably on everybody.
Yeah.
So you don't really know. And plus, she's the toddler of the group anyway, because she don't know nothing about being on Earth anyway. Yeah. So
she the most naive out of the bunch, for sure.
Cyborg was the smartest, technical-wise. Robin was the most capable with weapons out of the crew. Raven had the most intel at all times, because she got tapped into the spirit supernatural. And Beast Boy was comic relief. The original 05 Teen Titans cartoon had the...
Raven had the most intel. Cyborg had the most intel.
Cyborg had the most technical know-how and the most intel when it came to online.
Raven only really stood out when they had the little Trigun story arc whenever it was getting around her birthday and her dad would come. But other than that, she didn't really have no intel on anything. I get what you're trying to say. For anything magic related, she definitely had In the cartoon, they barely encounter anything magical, to be honest with you.
You're right. I get it.
But she did. For all the really big story, she had a major role up in.
So to Rooster's best credit over all about this, it looks trash. To my biggest credit of all this, in my opinion, you messed up the dynamic. I can forgive. He can't forgive trash animation, but I can. I can't forgive trash dynamics within the character. Because there's no room for growth. In the 05 cartoon, it was room for growth. It was character development. How you going to develop the characters if you ain't got no main point that you're going towards?
Then I think about it. Now that I think about it, all right, they're up the females, because now it's just going to be two dudes and two females.
Yeah.
But y'all don't have a problem with. But it's still the acting.
What's your villains? What's the villains going to be acting like? Because the villains act better than the heroes. Only room for the villains.
I think the only villain that they really... Well, would be a good fit for them now.
Slade.
I'm thinking about one that didn't really have any real ties to like Cyborg. Or Cyborg didn't really have a big.
Jinx would have a big tie with then.
Yep. Because she was like his love interest.
Yeah,
whenever he went to the little school or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that I think about it, the best one would be Killer Moth, because Killer Moth ties really just. Killer Moth ties really was just to Robin, because Robin was trying to date his daughter.
What about Mammoth?
Oh, nah, Mammoth. Nuh-uh.
We can't do Mammoth? Uh-huh. Bro, Mammoth was my favorite character. Just because he was big and messed stuff up.
Because I'll say why you can't do Mammoth, because if you do Mammoth, you're going to have to deal with the crappy
Gizmo.
CGI of...
And Gizmo, too. Yep.
You'll have to deal with the crappy CGI of Beast Boy trying to turn into an elephant all the time, trying to turn into some big, big animal to try to stop him.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think the best villain for this would be Killer Moth, for sure.
Okay.
Killer Moth was a problem in the comic books, though. He was one of the tougher enemies in the comic books, though, other than Slade.
Okay, so in order to make this palatable for me, I'm going to have to erase this trailer out of my mind and go into it with zero expectations. Rooster, how you going to get through watching it?
I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it until, like, maybe it get through the first season and I hear all right reviews about it. But if everybody keep talking about it, trash, like it's looking like they're going to keep doing, then I ain't going to watch it.
It's like a train wreck, man.
Yeah.
You can't, if once you look, once it gets going, you can't stop looking at it.
I ain't going to look at it. I'll watch it fail from afar.
Oh, yeah. Better than that. It's like two dogs fucking on the side of the road. You can't not look.
Yeah, you can't not look. And you got to snap a picture of
it. You got to.
For proof.
For proof that you saw it.
Man, but all right, this has been the first episode of the Might As Well podcast. Zoe got something else you want to say?
Are we going to, so for a clear answer, are we going to watch it? Yes. Why? Because we ain't got nothing to do, so we might as well.
Clarification, Zoe going to roster, Zoe gonna watch it. Might as well not watch it.
Why? Why not? That's a serious question and gone forever. This has been the Might As Well podcast. Y'all have a nice day.
Hold up. Plug your stuff first. Plug your stuff. So plug your Instagram.
All right, man. Follow me on Instagram at Z0KN0WS.
You follow me on Snapchat at Space-Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-A, Space-Rooster. And it's been your first episode of the Might As Well podcast. Thank y'all for listening.